Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Broken by Love, a Cheating Romance Novel is a contemporary romance by Sienna Cullen and the first book in the Love Hurt series. The novel focuses on betrayal within marriage, emotional fallout, and the difficult process of responding to infidelity. Available as a Kindle edition, it is positioned for readers who want relationship-driven fiction rather than plot-heavy suspense or inspirational romance. Publicly available descriptions indicate that the story centers on Sarah Bennett, a successful architect whose carefully built life begins to unravel when cheating disrupts her marriage. The book uses that central crisis to examine trust, heartbreak, and the uneven path toward healing. As a romance novel built around infidelity, its purpose is not to offer advice or a practical framework, but to dramatize the emotional cost of broken commitment and the decisions that follow from it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, infidelity as the central conflict in a marriage narrative, the book is defined by cheating, but more specifically by the way infidelity becomes the engine of the entire story. Rather than treating betrayal as a side plot, Cullen places it at the center of the romance, forcing the relationship to be evaluated under pressure. That choice matters because cheating romance depends less on external action and more on the collapse of emotional certainty. The appeal for readers comes from watching a seemingly stable partnership become unstable once trust is damaged. In this kind of novel, the moral tension is not simply whether cheating occurred, but how the characters interpret it, justify it, and react to it. The story, therefore, explores the emotional consequences of betrayal more than the event itself, making the marriage feel like a system under stress. This creates a different reading experience from standard romance, where conflict usually comes from outside forces rather than from violated commitment within the couple. Secondly, Sarah Bennett as a professional woman whose control is interrupted. The premise gives Sarah Bennett a strong professional identity as a successful architect, which is important because it frames the betrayal against a life that appears carefully designed. That detail makes the emotional collapse more effective. She is not introduced as lost or unstable, but as someone who has built order, competence, and security. When the marriage fails, the novel can contrast external success with private vulnerability, showing that achievement does not protect against relational damage. This is a common strength of contemporary romance, where a character's career often mirrors or contrasts with personal growth. But here the contrast is sharper because architecture suggests planning, structure, and permanence. And even the emotional interest comes from seeing how a person who creates stable environments responds when her own foundation is shaken. That gives the story a psychological dimension beyond the affair itself, since Sarah's response to betrayal becomes part of her identity, not just her relationship. Thirdly, trust, forgiveness, and the limits of reconciliation. One of the novel's main subjects is not simply heartbreak, but what follows after trust is broken. Cheating romance often succeeds when it takes forgiveness seriously as an emotional problem rather than a tidy resolution. In that sense, Broken by Love appears to focus on the difficult space between anger and reconciliation, where characters must decide whether a damaged relationship can be repaired at all. The value of this kind of story lies in its refusal to treat healing as automatic. Forgiveness, if it comes, is presented as costly, conditional, and shaped by the depth of the betrayal. That makes the novel relevant to readers who want emotional realism inside a romance framework. It also creates tension because forgiveness does not necessarily mean restoration, and the book can explore the difference between understanding someone and trusting them again. But this distinction gives the narrative moral complexity, since the central question is not just what happened, but whether love can survive the consequences. Fourthly, emotional realism and the appeal of hurt-centered romance. The book belongs to a category of romance that emphasizes pain, confrontation, and emotional aftermath rather than light escapism. Its public reception suggests readers respond to the intensity and relatability of the relationship conflict, which is typical for stories that deal directly with betrayal. The emotional realism comes from showing how betrayal affects self-image, decision-making, and intimacy all at once. In a cheating romance, the reader is often invited to experience conflicting reactions, sympathy for the hurt partner, curiosity about motives, and uncertainty about whether repair is possible. That emotional friction is part of the genre's appeal. Broken by Love stands out because it does not soften the subject matter. Instead, it leans into the discomfort created by infidelity and uses that discomfort to build engagement. For readers, the book offers a form of catharsis through recognition, especially for those interested in stories that reflect complicated relationship pain rather than idealized love. Lastly, a series starter built for readers of contemporary cheating romance, as Love Hurts Book 1, the novel is positioned as the opening of a series, which shapes expectations about scope and emotional momentum. A first book in a relationship-focused series often has two jobs. It must deliver a complete emotional arc while also establishing the tonal identity of the larger collection. In this case, that identity is clear from the title, and premise love is associated with pain, fracture, and difficult choices. The book is therefore likely to attract readers who actively seek on-page cheating stories, not those looking for low conflict or traditional happily ever after romance. Its niche positioning matters because cheating romance is a specialized subgenre with a distinct audience and a strong emotional threshold. Broken by Love stands out in that space by combining domestic realism, professional characterization, and a marriage-centered betrayal plot. That combination makes it more grounded than some darker romance titles while still preserving the emotional volatility that the subgenre demands. In conclusion, Broken by Love will appeal most to readers who specifically want contemporary romance built around infidelity, marital rupture, and the emotional consequences of betrayal. It is best suited to audiences comfortable with on-page cheating and with stories that prioritize pain, reflection, and the possibility of forgiveness over easy resolution. For those readers, the book offers a focused examination of how trust fails and how a person rebuilds after that failure. One of its distinguishing features is the pairing of a professionally accomplished heroine with a deeply personal crisis, which gives the story a grounded and modern feel. Instead of treating the affair as a sensational twist, the novel uses it to explore identity, self-respect, and the unstable boundary between love and damage. Compared with more conventional romances, it stands out for its willingness to center discomfort and emotional fracture rather than avoidance. That makes it a stronger fit for readers who appreciate relationship drama with consequences. And for those who want a cheating romance that treats heartbreak as the main subject, rather than a temporary obstacle. If you would like to support Sienna Cullen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.